Bible tonight, and I know this crowd does. Let's run over to Hebrews chapter number 11, and we'll read one verse. We'll pray and ask the Master for his help tonight. That's Hebrews chapter 11, and we'll read verse number 28. And once you get there, let's all stand. Good to see everybody in the house of God tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 28, we're continuing our faith series from Hebrews chapter number 11. And the Bible says in Hebrews 11, and verse number 28, the Bible says, through faith he is referring to Moses, if you back up, through faith he, or Moses, kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyeth the firstborn should touch them. The Bible says, through faith he kept. That word kept means to do. He did what he was instructed to do. And I want to talk tonight on this little thought, a faith that follows instructions. A faith that follows instructions. Father, I pray for your help tonight. I pray, God, for your presence and your power tonight. I pray, God, for your Holy Ghost anointing. I pray, God, you guide my speech as I bring forth your precious word to the precious souls that have gathered here tonight. They could have chosen been anywhere else tonight. They could have stayed at home. They could have been watching television, but instead they came out to worship you, but also to hear your words tonight. So I pray, God, that you let your word become alive to us. I pray, God, that it inspires us. I pray, God, it motivates. I pray, God, it reveals great truths to us. And then, God, help us to understand the importance of following your instructions. And with that, God, we say thank you. Help us, Lord. Bless every soul. Yes, sir. All the requests that were mentioned. Once again, I pray, God, to meet each and every one. Everyone from the finances to the health issues, to those that had job-related circumstances, those who need some help in certain areas of their personal life, those who were praying for our loved ones that need some help. I pray, God, for the unspoken requests. Take care of each one. And for that, God, we'll thank you. You said, you have not, because you ask not. So therefore, God, we ask you for these things. And the Bible teaches us that whatsoever we should ask in prayer, believing, we shall receive. And of course, Father, as my mind comes to a close and my request and my thanks, my mind has just thought of this. I do want to pray, God, for grace. And I pray, God in heaven, that you continue to work some things out for her. And, oh, God, she's already a walking miracle. She's already a living miracle. She's already a breathing miracle. And I pray, God, you continue to use her to be a miracle to those who need to see the reality of Jesus Christ. And for that, God, we do shout again, hallelujah. We love you. All right, that's it, Lord. It's in your son's name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Amen. May be seated. A faith that follows instructions. Remember, the Bible says in verse number 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That word substance means the confidence or assurance. So in other words, faith is the assurance or guarantee of things that we expect, that we hope for. And the Bible says the evidence or certain persuasion of things not seen. In other words, I am persuaded of the things that I do not see. I'm convinced of the things that have not been revealed to me so much physically, but I believe God's precious word. I believe this is going to happen like God said. That's going to happen. And as we look here in this story in verse 28, that's exactly what Moses and the people of God are going to have to believe, my friends. That what God says is going to happen, but they must follow his instructions in order to have deliverance or to have victory. And look what it says. The Bible says through faith he kept to do the Passover. That word Passover also means Easter as well. That's why during the time of Christ, of his death, burial, and resurrection, all that was around the Passover time, or what we call Easter time today. But it was all around that time. Now, ask that word, look it up in your Strong's Concordance. The word Passover, that means Easter. And the Bible says right here, my dear friends, it says through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling, the shedding forth of blood. Why? Lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch or injure them. In other words, God had given him some instructions to follow. If he did not follow these instructions, then death will come to all those homes that did not follow. By the way, that same thing falls true today. It might not be a physical death, but you might have destruction that will touch your home, that will touch your family, if you and I do not follow the clear instructions that God gives us. Sometimes we wonder why this and why that. It might be because we've not followed some simple instructions. Amen. Sister Sarah's asking right now for prayer. They're trying to help Noah. How was Noah now? He's 13 months, and they're trying to help him to learn how to not do things that he should not do. And I tell you, one of the hardest things, and if you're a parent and got any kind of a heart, one of the hardest things to do is to correct or chastise your child. I mean, you hate it, and it just breaks. I'm telling you, when I used to have a correct mind, it would tear my heart apart. I'd hate God to spank him or put him on restrictions or something of that nature, depending on what the situation was. But it hurt me. Now, they look at me like I was crazy. Yeah, right, it hurt. It did. I didn't want to have to come down with the law. Amen. Wham. But nonetheless, I had to. If I did not, my dear friends, then number one, they would not respect authority whatsoever. Most of the time, when you find a child that does not adhere to authority, a lot of times because, my dear friends, it was not instilled in them as they were younger. So now they're older. Now they're 18. Now they're 16. Now they're 14. And somebody tries to tell them what to do. You don't tell me what to do. My mama don't tell me what to do. Then you want to say, that's the problem. That's the problem right now. Somebody did not correct you like you need to be corrected. And that's why you have the attitude that you have. But I'm going to tell you, my dear friends, once there's been, like, for me, well, as I was growing up, I was always taught to listen to what the law says. If the police say stop, you do this. You don't move. Just like that. Just how long you want me to hold it? Right here in this spot, amen? Because I was taught to respect authority. We respect authority in our home. I mean, when my dad said do something, you just said, I would not be here today if I had done that. There's no way I would be here. My dad would have killed me, buried my body, and then say, I don't know what happened to him. He just took off one day, amen. But nonetheless, though, the same thing with God. God gives us instructions to help us to live and not to die. And sometimes, even in our schools, our young people, they say, you know, especially they go to a Christian school, and they're showing them all things the Bible teaches. They want to know, why are we came here? What's wrong with that? How do we understand this? A lot of things you may not understand, but just because you don't understand it, don't mean it don't work, my dear friends, and it's not good for you. If somebody tells you not to go put your finger in that socket, you go, why? Because it'll shock you. I don't understand what they're going to shock me. Don't put your finger in there.
Yeah, right.
And what do we want to do a lot of times? Put our finger in there. I was telling somebody the other day about Christian. One time she was drawing to the job. And when she went to the job, and there was a line right there, a yellow line. And they said, do not cross. Don't put those cross the line. And Christian was following Joelene. She's about 4 or 5. And Joelene looked back and Christian was doing like that. She put her feet over there. I wish they had something that shocked her. And she'd be like, but there's something about it, friends. When someone says not to do something, that's when they go, why not? And it all started in the Garden of Eden. When God says, all these trees you can touch, but that one, leave it alone. You'll die. And that one tree, they eat off all the rest of them. Leave that one tree. What? Then the serpent come by. God, he knows if you take something, you can be just like God. In other words, he's trying to hold something back good from you. No, he's not. He's trying to keep you from hurting yourself. And my dear friends, God gives instructions. And if we believe God, we'll follow his instructions and then we'll receive the victory. Let me give you 4 things and we'll be done. First of all, where's the story at? That's where we're going to go. This is going to history lesson tonight. Look with me over to Ephesians chapter 12. And this is the story that's referring to about Moses and the people of God as they're about to be led from out of Egypt into the place of deliverance. Look what the Bible says in Exodus chapter number 12 and look at verse number 1. The first thing we see, my dear friends, is that Moses is given instructions or the instructions to Moses. Here are the instructions. The Bible says in verse number 12, or chapter 12, verse number 1 of the Exodus, the second book in the Bible, and it says this. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, in the place of captivity. And this is what he said. He said in verse 2, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying what? In the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, then let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish. The Bible said not only without blemish, but a male of the first year. And ye shall take of it from the sheep or from the goats. And ye shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And the Bible says, and they shall take of the blood and strike it. Here it is. Strike it on the two side posts of the houses wherein they shall eat. And they shall eat the flesh in the night. Let me back a little bit here. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it. So in other words, they would take the blood and they put it on the side and they would put it on across the top. That blood would cover the doorway or the entrance, hallelujah, into that home. I wonder, you and I have the blood applied to our home tonight. Look what it says. And the Bible says, verse number 8, and they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire, and unleavened bread, that means unfermented bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Notice what it says. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden. That word sodden means boiled, and all with water, but roast with fire. His head with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof. That means the center or the nearest part. So this is what I want you to do. After you have taken the blood, and you have put it on the sides and across the top, then I want you to take that meat. I want you to cook it, roast it in fire. Don't want you to boil it. I want you to roast it in fire. I don't want you eating it raw. I want that thing to be cooked. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyhow, I just was saying. Amen. Then the Bible says in verse 10, and ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning. And that which remaineth of it until the morning, ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it with your loins girded. That means your waist and have your belt around your waist. You're ready to go. Your shoes on your feet. This is some good stuff. Some of y'all need to go reread this over. He said, get your clothes ready. Get your shoes on your feet. Your staff in your hand. And you shall eat in haste. Eat in a hurry. It is the Lord's Passover. That word Passover here means exemption. He goes on to say, now this is the reason why. We see the instructions. Now oftentimes God gives us instructions and a lot of times he don't tell us why. In this case, he gives them instructions and then he tells them why they are to do this. I'm sure some of y'all are going, what's all that for, priest? I'm about, but I can't go see all that. Listen, this is important. Blood across the top, blood on the side of the door. That blood was going to cover that. Eat that food, and there's a reason. There's a purpose behind this. And this is what he says at verse 12. I ain't sent nobody, for I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token, for a sign, for a mark, for evidence upon the houses which ye are. And when, this shot around here, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, he says, I will pass over you and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. The Bible says, my dear friends, and he said, and this day, hallelujah, shall be unto you for memorial, and you shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast by an ordinance, a custom, forever. He said, now I want you to do this. You put that blood across the top, across the sides. Eat like I told you to eat it. I'm coming through. Every person that doesn't have that blood on the door, the firstborn in that house shall die. How many of you ever watched the Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston? I love watching that movie. But one of the most eerie scenes is when they have, they call it the death angel. But when the destroyer is coming through, and God said, I'm coming myself. He comes through there. All the houses that have the blood on it, he passes by. But every house that doesn't have the blood, the firstborn in the house is going to die. And I remember watching that movie, and I remember old Joshua. I like Joshua. In the movie, of course it's a movie, I like it. But in the movie, the firstborn was in that house, and he loved her, of course, and that guy had taken her, the master had taken her, and he didn't want no blood in his house. But while they was in their sleep, Joshua came by there and put the blood on the side, put the blood across the top, amen. And when he came out, they told him he had to leave too. He was a man, was he upset. But that blood had been applied. Listen, my friends, when the blood been applied to your life, hey, my friends, that means you and I have life, and we have life everlasting, life eternal. The question is, have you had the blood applied to your life? Jesus Christ was that lamb that died for you and I. And when you think about him on that cross, that blood coming off the sides from where his hands were. That blood that's dripping off his head, off of his brow, covering the top. And my dear friend, when you and I receive Christ as our Savior, the Bible says that blood has been applied to our life. That blood touches our soul. That blood touches us. That blood keeps us safe. Woo! Hallelujah. I don't care what Satan says, what the enemy says, I've got the blood applied. He can't touch me. Whatever happens in my life, he has to have permission before he does anything. Like old Job. Hallelujah. But the question is, has the blood been applied? But notice, you had to make a choice. If you didn't want that blood, don't put it on there. But if you want him to pass over, then you apply the blood. God don't send nobody to hell. Every person that goes, goes by choice. When they say, I don't want to receive Jesus Christ, I don't want to hear about Jesus Christ, they make that choice. They make that decision. The decision, my dear friends, is ours. And God has given us a free will. He has given us a choice to receive him or reject him. By the way, don't try to fool your way into heaven. That won't work. You know, Brett said work tonight, but he'll tell you, that was his testimony. You know, he was trying to say, he was saying, but he knew something was missing. And he figured, I'd just slip up here, and I'd just say a little prayer and get that thing taken care of. He said, but someone said, that's still my pride. That's still my pride. And some people are saying, you know what, well, on August 3rd of 1996, you know, I walked down the aisle, and that's wonderful. But don't let that date be your security. Nothing wrong with dates. But don't let that be your security. Because that's what the Bible says. The Bible didn't say, if you know the date, if you know the time, you know the hour, that's the thing that solidifies. No, what solidifies is his blood. Has the blood been applied? Have you actually received Jesus Christ in your heart as your Savior? Does he live inside your life, my dear friend? Not just by your speech, but also by your life. I like what old Tom Malone says, by life, he says, it's by lip and it's by life. Amen. Some people have a lot of lip service, but they ain't got no life service. Amen. The blood's got to be applied. And he says, listen, the reason why you're going to do this is because he's going to come back. But notice something now. This has never happened before. This has never happened before. So they're going to have to believe that what Moses is saying is true. That God actually told Moses this. Now, of course, Moses right now has received these instructions. Moses has been told the reason why. Now we're going to see, my dear friends, we see the instructions of Moses, the reason for the instructions. Now we see the relaying of the message. Now he's going to relay the message to the people. Now let's fast forward to verse number 21. Look what the Bible says here. Then Moses, y'all can read the rest of it later. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said to them, draw out and take your lamb according to your families and kill the Passover. And you shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in blood. And it is a basin and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. Stay inside. As long as you got the blood covering you, you're all right. Then he goes on to say, for the Lord, hallelujah, for the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he seeth, When he see it, when he see it, the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts. Now notice, not just the lintel, the top, not just the sides, but all of it, my dear friends, had to be covered. Follow what the Bible says right here. And then the Bible says this, for the Lord will come by, and he says in the last part, and will not suffer the destroyer to come into your houses to smite you. He won't touch it. And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. And it shall come to pass when ye come to the land which the Lord will give you according as he hath promised, that ye shall keep this service. And it shall come to pass when your children shall say to you, what meaneth? What mean ye by this service? You ever had the kids ask you that? Why we got to go to church? Sunday morning. Sunday night. Midweek service. Revival, vacation Bible school, team meeting, children meeting. Why y'all go to the ladies meeting, the men meeting, meetings? Why we got to go? My friends don't be going like that. Why we got to go? They're going to ask the question. Mama, Dad, do you know why? You need to know why. Why do you eat breakfast? Somebody said, I was just hungry. Why do you eat lunch? Why do you eat dinner? Why do you get snacks? If you didn't eat nothing, you'd die. By the way, my dear friends, if you and I don't eat from the Word of God, we are going to spiritually die. That's why sometimes we be on the mountain, man, we be like, man, I'm a whoop every demon come my way. But then you ain't been eating your food. And then, come for a minute, buddy. This is just illustration. Jack. Just chill out. A little demon can come by. This is just illustration. A little demon can come by and push me. Push me. When I ain't got no strength, something small can cause me to fall. Something small can call me to blow up and be, I'm going to tear you to limbs. But if I've been eating my food, if I've been praying like I ought to be praying, and worshiping like I ought to be worshiping, serving too, by the way, y'all, service involved in all this too. I've been serving like I'm supposed to. Guess what? When he pushes me, go ahead and push me now. Like, I think something pushed me. Push me again. Push me a little harder. That don't affect me. It's going to, you have a seat. It's going to take a big demon. Come here. See, he's taller than me, bigger than me. It's going to take a big demon. You see them horns come out? Big demon. Now he pushed me. See, that's a little bit. I'm going to say it, brother. You got your thing with you? Throw it over here. So that might bother me a little. But you understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
When you and I are strong, my dear friends, we're able to handle things like we are, all of us. There are times when we are weaker than other times. That's why it's so important to continue to eat that food, eat that food, eat that food, eat that food. And you're building them faith muscles, my dear friends. And hey, it's going to take something really huge, my friends, to affect you at all. But if you ain't been eating, though, little word. You like, boy, you know, what's the term y'all bust a cap in you, boy, I'll shoot you, amen. You're going down. Well, all I did was say I just didn't like the color you had on. But something little can tear you apart. But he says, and let's get back over here, we're going to hurry up. He says right here, in the latter part, verse 26. And it shall come to pass when your children shall say unto you, what mean you by this service? But ye shall say, it is a sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses, and the people bowed, the Bible says, the head, and they did something and worshipped. The Bible says, and the children of Israel went away, choice, and did. As the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. Choice is ours. Can't nobody make you come, unless you on your parents' authority, can't nobody make you come to church. Someone said, well, they pressured me. But you still came. You have to come. My dear friends, we all have to make a choice. I'm going to tell you what my pastor told me. I never forget it. Sitting across his desk. I'm sitting on the other side. You know what I'm trying to say. I'm sitting on this side, he's on this side. He told me this. You can go as far as you want to. And at the time, I didn't grasp all that. But he says, you can go as far as you want to. As a Christian, you're saved on your way to heaven. You got the ticket stamp. But in the spiritual walk, you can grow as much as you want to. The sky is the limit. The sky's the limit. It's like our Miss Heather. I mean, I love her enthusiasm. I love her excitement. And what do people tell you? You'll be all right. Just wait a little while. You'll be... Yeah, that's not by the way. It'll wear off. You'll be okay. But you know what? It don't have to. It don't have to. But why are they even saying that? Because they ain't. It done wore off them. They're not excited as they used to be. They've grown cold. They've grown numb. But folks, you don't have to. But I tell you what, most of the time, if they begin to research back into their life, there was a point in their life where they stopped doing something that they had been doing. And by the way, you got to keep moving. These guys here, what grade you in, buddy? He's in sixth grade. If he's going to learn more, he got to keep going. He got to keep going to school. If you and I want to grow more, we got to stay in this word. Continue. So after a while, my dear friends, some things are going to become dry to you because you know all this. Now you need some more. But after you get over that, you need some more. And then you need some more. And then you need some more. And that's going to keep you going and keep you going. And I tell you what, that's one reason why we have revivals. Thank you, the fire strong. Amen. I can't wait for April 8th to get around here. I'm going to call Brent and say, what you doing on, what something you got available? Shoot on up here real quick and give us something. Amen. Give us some hot food real quick. Amen. But you know what? We don't have to grow cold. We don't have to, friends. But a lot of times we do. But then there's a few people, though. It's like they just stay going. They're steady. See, you don't want to be like this. Mountain, dungeon, mountain, valley. I mean, it's the whole, your whole life like this. And unfortunately, we know a lot of Christians like that. They'll be on fire for 3 months, wide open. Come on, we're going to tear them apart. Then for 6 months, you seen so-and-so? Yeah. Hey, they call them. They won't answer the phone. You know, go by the house. All that kind of stuff. Can't find nowhere. What's going on? Up and down, up and down. God don't want us to be up and down, but we need to be like this. Just gradually moving. Just gradually. That's how I always pray. Lord, I don't want to be up and down. I just want to be gradually moving forward. Just gradually moving forward. And if you want me to have a growth, big growth spurt, that's great. But I don't want to be and then drop down like this. We don't have to. All right. This is what he says here. So we see the instructions of Moses, the reason for the instructions. We see the relay of the message. And lastly, we see the results of their faith. The Bible says in verse 29, and it came to pass. Love it. That means it didn't come to stay. And it came to pass that at midnight, the Lord smote all the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon. And all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and his servants, and all the Egyptians. And there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not an house where there was not one dead. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night, and said, rise up, and get you forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go serve the Lord. Go serve the Lord, he said. As he said, also take your flocks and your herds, as you said, and be gone. Oh, but by the way, bless me also. Why we feel that nobody ever mentioned that part? He said, bless me also. Y'all get y'all stuff and get leave. Just go. Get all, remember, they was captives, they was prisoners, they was slaves. All y'all get your stuff and get out of here. Why? Look what they say. The Bible's so good. Verse 23. And the Egyptians were urgent. Urgent upon the people that they may, that they might send them out of the land in haste. For they said what? We behold dead men. Men, they see the power of an awesome God. They said, men, if they don't get out of here, we all going to be dead by nightfall. Get them out of here. We all dead if they ain't gone. The Bible says, verse number 34, and the people took their dough. That ain't money, by the way. Somebody has to praise God. That word dough means flour. Amen. So, oh. Anyhow, and the people took their dough before it was leavened. Their kneading troughs are being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses. And they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. Woo! Hallelujah. They left out there loaded up. But I had a question. I'm like, when you borrow something, don't you normally bring that back? When somebody lends you something, don't you normally give that back? So I had to look that word up. Hallelujah. That word borrowed actually also means request. Ask. The word borrowed and lent, same Hebrew word, which means to request or ask. In other words, the things that they asked from them, they gave to them. And the Bible says what they got was jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and raiment. And the Bible says whatever they required, the Bible says they got it and they spoiled the Egyptians. Now that word spoiled to us only means what? That we're spoiling our children. We're giving them something. They weren't giving them anything. The word spoiled in this verse means to snatch away or to strip. In other words, they spoiled their stuff. They took their stuff, amen. It's because they gave it to them. They want them gone. What are you saying, preacher? When they follow the instructions of God, they got free. When they follow the instructions of God, they got free. They were delivered. They were rescued. God has given us some instructions on how to be delivered from certain things face in our life. And if we want the deliverance, all we have to do is follow the instructions. And we follow those instructions by faith, by trusting and believing God's word, what he said. I wonder what he's saying to you. I wonder what instructions has he given you. Flip back over with me. We're going to read Hebrews chapter 11 and we're done. Hebrews 11 verse 28. The Bible says through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch or injure them. So they wouldn't get hurt. They followed the instructions by faith. My first question is this. Do you need the Lord to help you to follow his instructions? Do you need the Lord to help you to follow his instructions? But then the second question is similar to the first, with one different word. Do you want the Lord to help you to follow his instructions? Many of you talked about your jobs. You know, several of you mentioned your jobs. Maybe that's your Egypt. The folks you're around, maybe those are the Egyptians. And you need deliverance. What instructions will God have you? Supposed to say, leave that job? No, that's what I said. Maybe he wants us to be a light, different ones, to be a light to those folks that we are working with on our job, to those ladies, to those electricians, to the folks at the bread company and the other places that were mentioned earlier tonight. Maybe God wants us to be a light to them. Yeah. So what does light do? Light shows up certain things. Light helps us to see. If we are a light for the Lord Jesus Christ, and like you were driving down the street and that guy saw you, you didn't have your towel, you didn't have your Baptist attire on, you didn't have your Bible in your hand, but he says, what? You're a man of God, ain't you? You're a missionary. I need you to pray for me. When's the last time that happened to us? He wasn't advertising. At least he didn't think he was. But the light was shining. We need the light to shine. But we need to follow the instructions. And if we follow the instructions, then we'll get the victory. Father, help us. That's it, Lord. Perhaps God, there's some folks here tonight that would say, I need to follow the instructions of the Lord. Some of us know what the instructions are. We've already been given the instructions, but we haven't followed them yet. Some of us have may attempt to follow them, but we've not followed through. Father, I pray that you help us to follow through. If we follow through, then we'll receive the results and the victory that you promised that you'd give us. I pray, God, that those who need to come and talk to you for a few moments will do just that. Pour out their hearts. Pour out their complaints. Pour out their praise or their thanks. But come before you as you have instructed them to come as you spoke to their hearts. I pray, God, you give us all deliverance and give us victory. But we must follow your instructions. If somebody here tonight is unsaved, they're not born again, the instructions say that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I pray, God, they call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, ask you to forgive them their sins, to trust Christ that what he did was enough to get them into heaven, that his death, his burial, and his resurrection, that his coming back again for us. I pray, God, they believe this not just in their head, but in their heart. And if they are struggling with that, God, help them to believe in their heart. I pray, God, they ask you for that. For that, Father, we'll thank you. Help us. We need it. If there's anything else, Lord, please help us. Of course, in your son's name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand. Perhaps you're here tonight.